بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاكرين والشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders and brothers, young friends in Islam and sisters who are listening over the receivers or the live streaming, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I thought we should just discuss some verses of poetry which are a little lighter today. And I selected some verses of poetry of an alim who lives in our very own country, Hazrat Maulana Mansurul Haq Sahib, Nasir, as he is called, a great Shaykhul Hadith, a great lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi sent him to our country, and he mentioned these verses of poetry which touch on, they are a little bit lighter, they have some English words, so maybe I don't have to translate that much. But they touch on very important aspects that we need to give attention to. I'll recite them and then see how much we can, inshallah, explain. And then from tomorrow we can go back to what we were discussing, because those were very important verses as well. Kitni hai buri bad nazari, kitni hai buri bad nazari, aur kitna evil action, kitni hai buri bad nazari, aur kitna evil action, jab ye hai nazar ki chori, kab paoge satisfaction, jab ye hai nazar ki chori, kab paoge satisfaction. Amrad se taalluq kya hai, amrad se taalluq kya hai, maula ka ghazab aur laanat. Amrad se taalluq kya hai, HIV infection, جو صحبت مرشد پالے دنیا پر ہاتھ نہ ڈالے جو صحبت مرشد پالے دنیا پر ہاتھ نہ ڈالے دامن کو اس سے بچا لے It's test and just attraction مرشد کی نسبت عالی مرشد کی نسبت عالی مرشد کی بات نرالی جس نے بھی صحبت پالی وہ پا گیا پرفیکشن احببت شیخ للہ احببت شیخ للہ حبی ایاہ فی اللہ ہوا یہدینی الاللہ کیا عشق ہے انجیکشن avoid evil glances avoid evil glances And must not take chances, and do not make advances. It's for your own protection. My Murshid Hazrat Akhtar, My Murshid Hazrat Akhtar, My Mentor Spiritual Leader, Find no one Nasir better for guidance and direction. He says, I think some of the verses we got the drift. He says, kitni hai buri badnazri, or kitna evil action, to cast a lustful glance at a member of the opposite gender. What an evil action that is. What an evil action that is. Yet if we look around us, young and old, all seem to be involved in this great sin, this great vice, regarding which, when it came to salah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said to us, aqimus salah, you perform salah, atu zakah, you give zakat, lillahi ala nasi hijjul bayt, you go for hajj. But when it came to refraining from this evil action, like how a father feels ashamed to tell his son something shameful directly, he tells his friend that, you know what, this action that my son is engaged in, it's a shameful act, please explain to him, I can't explain to him. So like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينِ O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the believing men to lower their gazes, to guard their chastity. It's an evil action. It's not the right thing to be doing. So much of haya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed when it came to this. We have to protect our glances. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said in a hadith, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاذِرَ وَالْمَنْذُورَ إِلَيْهِ Whoever, so many complaints there are. Wives are complaining. Parents are complaining. Children are complaining about their parents. Everyone. میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں کیا شے ملی کوئی مجنوں ملا کوئی لیلہ ملی ہاں مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے جن سے اختر مجھے راہ مولا ملی. Should I tell you what I found in the dunya? Wherever you look around, you just find someone is a Romeo, someone is a Juliet. Illicit love relationships that are creating havoc in society. They are tearing apart the very fabric of our society. Families are being broken because of these illicit love relationships. A little bit of pleasure and then everlasting pain, suffering, worries, anxieties, tensions. یہ مانا معصیت میں مجرمانہ تھوڑی لذت ہے یہ مانا معصیت میں مجرمانہ تھوڑی لذت ہے مگر اس پالنے والے سے یہ کیسی بغاوت ہے ذرا سی دیر کی لذت ہمیشہ کی ندامت ہے جنازہ آبرو کا دفن کرنا یہ کیسی حماقت ہے. He says, I understand that there is a little bit of enjoyment in haram pleasures. Of course there's enjoyment. There is. If there was no enjoyment, there would be no attraction towards it. There is a little bit of enjoyment. یہ مانا معصیت میں مجرمانہ تھوڑی لذت ہے مگر اس پالنے والے سے یہ کیسی بغاوت ہے. But that being who gave us the strength in our bodies, to use that very strength in that he gave us to transgress against him, what sort of namak harami is this? What sort of transgression is it against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? We are like those dogs then that bite our own masters. What sort of zarasi der ki lazzat? ہمیشہ کی ندامت ہے. A little while of pleasure and sometimes it is lifelong regret after that. One person came to me a number of years ago and he said that he just broke down crying. He sat across the table And he said to me that, Maulana, I'm about to get married. And he broke down crying. So I said, I didn't say it, but I thought in my mind, she couldn't be that ugly. So I said, brother, that's a good thing. Why are you crying? He pointed to his kurta and to his beard. And he said to me, Maulana, I was not like this 2 years ago. I was in every form of vice. And I was having a ungoverned lifestyle. And today I feel that I might be HIV positive. Zarasi der ki lazzat, hamesha ki nadamat hai. A little while of pleasure and lifelong regret after that. Janaza aabru ka dafan karna, ye kaisi himaqat hai. If we are going to bury with our own hands that respect, that honor, that dignity that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed every one of us with. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed every one of us with honor, with respect, with dignity as children of Adam. If we are going to take that very same honor, that respect, that dignity that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with, and we're going to bury it with our own hands by committing sins and vices and evils and going against the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ye kaisi himaqat hai? What level of foolishness and stupidity is it? So this is a very great sin, to cast evil glances. Kitni hai buri badnazri, aur kitna evil action. Jab ye hai nazar ki chori, when these are the, we're stealing with our eyes. One person, he said to a Mawlana in the Haram Sharif, he said, Mawlana, astaghfirullah, look at those Indonesian women, how they're not even covering their faces, astaghfirullah. So Mawlana said to him that your istighfar needs another istighfar. Because you're looking at the woman and you're making astaghfirullah. We have to protect these gazes of ours. Allah Ta'ala wants us to protect these glances. Sometimes it's one glance and we go 180 degrees away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in our sajda also we're looking at that. How many people are addicted to pornography, are addicted to illicit love relationships? We have to give this. If we want to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are things that we have to give up. Completely. Delete those phone numbers that are on the phone. Delete, block the contacts. It requires, again, from the first day of the 10 nights, it doesn't require a lot of hard work. Not much mehnat, but it requires a lot of himmat, courage. Go ahead and do it and then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't then bless us. Just do it. Who says that? Just do it. Zara si der ki lazzat, hamesha ki nadamat hai. And then he says the very same thing. Amrad se ta'alluk kya hai? Maula ka ghazab aur lanat. People are getting attracted to members of the same gender also. This is becoming a common thing globally. Same-sex marriages are being legalized. This has no place in deen, in Islam, in Sharia. Just today, I had a question that, Maulana, I got no inclination towards my wife, and I'm inclined towards men, actually. Na'uzu billahi min dhalik. This is something that we need to treat. It's a spiritual malady, it's a sickness, it's a disease that we need to treat if a person has got that sort of inclination. Mawla ka ghazab aur lanat. What is such a relationship going to bring except the anger and the curse of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Amrad se ta'alluk kya hai? HIV infection. Then a person gets all these sorts of infections when there is an ungoverned lifestyle. All the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are for our benefit. Allah Ta'ala doesn't benefit if we practice upon that command. It's for our own benefit that Allah Ta'ala asked us to do certain things or asked us to abstain from certain things. If we only understand that much, that we are the 100% beneficiary. He doesn't benefit even a little bit, an iota even. Not even a percentage point. The 100% beneficiary is ourselves. He says, Jo sohbate murshid paale, dunya par haat na daale. The person who gets the company of the correct sheikh, a correct Allah wala, a person who is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he stays in his company, he adheres to his teachings, because this is the command of Allah ta'ala. Unfortunately, many people feel that, you know, what is all this sheikh and murid and all of this all about? But it is something that is very much part of deen and Islam. We don't say that you must idolize the person and you must treat him like a god and so forth. But the person who is showing us the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a person needs to be shown respect, honor, dignity. We love that person because he's showing us the path to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Many people say that what is this tariqat all about? Tariqat, tasawwuf, what is it all about? Tu zahidi ya kis wahm mein mubtala hai, ke naame tariqat se shola bapa hai. Tu zahid ye kis wahm mein mubtala hai, ke naame tariqat se shola bapa hai. Shariat ki baatein mohabbat se karna, yahi to faqat hai tariqat ki baatein. Shariat ki baatein mohabbat se karna, yahi to faqat hai tariqat ki baatein.
Then what are you getting so upset about that you are angry when we speak about tasawwuf and tariqat and sheikh and murid? And when we speak about tariqat, you feel that it's not part of deen. What is there to become so angry about? Shariat ki baatein mohabbat se karna, the same things of the shariat, to express it and to present it in a loving manner. That is what tariqat is all about. That is what tasawwuf is all about. That is what it is all about, to gain a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person who is able to spend time in the company of a sheikh-e-kamil, dunya par haat na daale, then that person is not going to be affected by worldly pleasures and attractions. The world is not going to make him do anything haram, impermissible, objectionable, makruh, reprehensible, to earn some little coppers. Such a person, his focus is going to be Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says,
Na gulo se mujhko matlab, na gulo se mujhko matlab, na gulo ke rango bu se, kisi aur simt ko hai, kisi aur simt ko hai, meri zindagi ka dhara, jo gire idhar zameen par, mere ashk ke sitare, to chamak utha falak par, meri bandagi ka tara.
He says, na gulo se mujhko matlab. Gul means flowers. Here it refers to worldly possessions. I have no desire for worldly possessions. Na gulo ke rango bo se. And I'm not inclined towards, my intention, my objective, my purpose is not the beauties of the world. The possessions, worldly possessions. That is not our, as a Muslim, that is not our objective. It's not our purpose. It's not why we were sent here. La nas'aluka rizqan, nahnu narzuquk. All we want from you is that you worship Allah Ta'ala. Your rozi, your sustenance is written down, how much you're supposed to get. We that's not what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants of us. All He wants of us is that we must worship Him. We must make life worthwhile. It mustn't be that we just lived life and at the end of it, there's nothing to show. There's nothing to show for that life. Now, all of a sudden, I'm thinking about one little stanza that we learnt in secondary school. The English teacher was teaching what is an epitaph, something that they write on the tombstone of a person. So they had an example in the English textbook that Fred, a person by the name of Fred, died. So they wrote on his tombstone, "Here lies Fred. Here lies Fred. He was alive and now he's dead. And there's nothing more to be said. Here lies Fred. He was alive and now he's dead. And there's nothing more to be said." So we had a good laugh as high school children. But years later, some things just stick with you. You realize that, look here, the life of a Muslim must not be like the life of Fred. You don't just live and eat and die and that's the end of it. That is not how we live. There are far more noble objectives that we have. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that you ask a lot of people that pay khana kyu khate ho? Why do you eat food? They say, jeene ke liye, to live. If we don't eat, then we're not going to be able to live. So if you have to ask the next logical question, ke bhai phir jeete kyu ho? Why are you living? So a lot of us will think and we'll say, khane ke liye, to eat. Because that's what we've made our lives, a cycle. We're just eating to live and living to eat. We're just living, a lot of youngsters are just living for the next Saturday night, for the next, fix, drug fix. That is what they are living for. Whereas our objective was, he used to say that, hum khate hai jeene ke liye, aur jeete hai Allah par marne ke liye. We live, we eat to live, and we live to die for the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what life is all about. That we must be able to sacrifice for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, أَحْبَبْتُ الشَّيْخ فِي اللَّهِ, I love my spiritual mentor for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حُبِّي إِيَّاهُ فِي اللَّهِ, and my love for him is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُوَ يَهْدِينِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, he is guiding me to my ultimate goal and destination, to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's guiding me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kya ishq ka hai injection. Look at this injection of love that bonds me, and I love anyone who is associated with my beloved, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, he writes about Layla and Majnun. He says, Majnun said, Atufu ala jidari diyari Layla. أَطُوفُ عَلَى جِدَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلَى وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارَ. That I make tawaf around the walls of the house of Layla. I make tawaf around the walls of the house of Layla. Ask those people who are madly in love with illicits, just when they go through the gully and the road of their beloved, also something happens to them. وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي. It's not the love of the house that I am engulfed in, it's the love of the one who is staying in that house. So anyone who takes us to our beloved, anything that is, then the person, he loves the masjid, he loves the musalla, he loves the Kaaba, he loves Makkah, Medina, he loves Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Anything, he loves his tasbih, he loves his miswak, he loves the sunnat. Why? Because it's all connecting him to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hubbi iyyahu fillah. Kya ishq ka hai injection. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq of amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from sins, from vices, from evils. Because that is something that will take us away from from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how close we get with our ibadat, if we are going to commit sins, we're going to go away. And I'll just terminate with one or two verses. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, Fisq karta hai dur manzil se, Fisq karta hai dur manzil se, Peer tera garche ho la sani. Sins and vices and evils are going to take us far away from our destination. Even if your spiritual guide, there's no one like him, that's not going to help. If we are not going to be determined to live and give up sins, we're not going to be able to reach our destination. The Shaykh, the guide, he's going to guide us. But if we know, if just imagine, if the GPS is on there, and we say we want to go to a certain destination, and she says, turn right, and we go straight. Then she says, make a U-turn, and we don't make a U-turn. Are we going to reach our destination? That GPS carries on saying, make a U-turn, make a U-turn, make a U-turn, but we don't listen to it, then how are we going to reach our destination? It's not going to happen. We have to listen. We have to implement. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi. Ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai, na nari hai. No one is created for Jannat that no matter how many sins he commits, he's still going to go to Jannat. And no one is created for Jahannam that no matter how much good deeds he does, he's going to go to Jahannam. Amal se banti hai zindagi. It's what we do. In English, don't they say, as you sow, so shall you reap. In Urdu, they say, jitni tumhari qurbani, utni khuda ki meherbani. In Arabic, they say, Al-mushahada biqadr al-mujahada. To the extent that we are going to sacrifice, to that extent Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to bless us with His closeness, with His proximity, with His marifat, with His love. But it's everything depends on us. Everything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.